was happening for her to think this because everybody loved happiness, and she loved happiness too. She was always happy, but some nights she wished she wasn't. She pondered whether the cuddly wumpus locked in the dungeon of her zucchini castle was affecting her in some way. Or maybe these strange thoughts and feelings, nostalgia and longing for abstract or non-existent things, thoughts and feelings that were not exactly happy but resulted in happiness because she desired them. Maybe all pancakes experienced these things, just nobody talked about them. Maybe it was really the cuddly wumpus. She was afraid of the cuddly wumpus. She was afraid some other pancake would find out about the cuddly wumpus. The cuddly wumpus was her big secret. She wondered if all pancakes had a big secret that they kept to themselves. Fanny Fodd closed her eyes so she didn't have to look at the stars dancing around the sun's mustache anymore. She stood up with her eyes closed and groped her way to the zucchini spires. She rested her spongy elbows on the ledge. She leaned out, her eyes still closed. She wondered what would happen if she fell, if she jumped. It's all the same to fall or jump, she thought.